Right now, it's 619. And with the observation deck brought to you by Tylock, Nasser Vision, and Generator Supercenter, here's Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Tip Sheet. Saw this on the interweb this week. It was a discussion of things that probably won't last another generation.
Okay.
The current generation, or new generation, is Generation Beta, which is poorly named. Those are people born from 2025 to 2039.
Okay. And Generation Alpha was the one
2010,
right before that.
Yeah, 2010 to 2024. Then there's Gen Z, Millennials, Boomer, and then like the Silent Generation. Something like that. Maybe there's a couple in between.
Somewhere around there.
But the discussion was things that won't last these two newest generations. Probably won't ever encounter them. Some things, whether it's become obsolete due to technology or that culture has just moved on from them and we don't deal with it anymore.
Okay.
So things that won't last forever. Our first are Elvis impersonators.
Ooh.
Now, there are a couple establishments that I frequent where they do have Elvis nights. One of them you know of. We had
On Greenville?
Greenville, yeah. They'll have one. They'll rent out a room, and all the olds will go out there and go watch Elvis perform for them.
Do you think that's more of a regional thing? Because I feel like we have those more in the South.
And that
more
might be the case.
Like Texas a little bit, but once you get into Mississippi, Tennessee, I feel like those are Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas, definitely. Now, I don't know what the Elvis situation is in like Wisconsin or whatever. But they have the impersons come out, sing for the old people and whatnot. The crowds, they're all of the Walker crowd that I've seen because I've gone to these establishments those nights while it's happening. Not to go attend.
Yeah, just to go see, like,
I'll scout my head
talent
in there.
Tonight.
And yeah, there's a couple broken hips in there.
So is Elvis the most impersonated star of the past century? It's got to be, right?
Has to be.
Now,
like, I'd say Michael Jackson maybe too.
I was going to say.
He's up there.
Is there like another generation of like former greats that will be impersonated more often moving forward? Like, I feel like there's some Beatles cover bands for sure. But it doesn't feel like that there's like a cottage industry like there is for Elvis.
Vampire Weekend.
There might be a Vampire Weekend.
Not a lot of Vampire Weekend.
Here's A Punk again.
Yeah, I wonder if there is somebody from, say, around our generation. And we just think of, you know, because Elvis was the biggest name, the biggest star of that time. And then after that, you get to the Beatles. Now it would be the first name I think of is Taylor Swift. Is there going to be?
There's probably going to be.
But she's not. I mean, with Elvis and Michael Jackson, you get, you know, the showmanship. You get the dancing. Like Taylor Swift, she's just going to like awkwardly move around and
act all shy.
I mean, I guess Madonna had enough hits for enough decades to where there could be a group of Madonna impersonators down the road.
For a little bit, I took time off earlier this year. I thought about, for some Sundays, hiring an impersonator to come fill in for me.
A ham impersonator?
Not a ham impersonator, but this made me think of what is our generation's impersonator, and I thought about hiring an Austin Powers impersonator to come into studio.
Okay.
And just has to read the news stories they provide him. As Austin Powers.
That would be pretty funny.
It's funny because we've actually talked about this off the air. We talked about getting in. Maybe it's the same guy you're talking about.
He's local. I know that.
Get the Austin Powers guy to just enter the studio and start doing his bit during the Muser show. To see how that goes.
And he can't break character.
Yeah, he can't break character. He just has to go do his
flip.
Thing.
I think George would love that.
Yeah, George
that
would
be awesome.
It. Gordo would be confused. I think Craig would hate it.
We also talked about, I think we started with that, and then it moved on to, because Justin has never seen a little person
Mini
in his
kiss
life.
Or something, yeah.
And you can rent little people for parties and stuff.
Is that unethical? So
Hire is probably a better word, not rent.
Well, the website was, I'll have to find it, but it was like rent a little person, paraphrasing. But I don't know if that counts for him because he says it has to be organic.
Yeah.
So he's never seen one out in the wild.
We don't want to force little people on, Justin.
There is a website. It's called rentmworddallas.com.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it bumping? What's the backlog on that?
It's one of the first things that pops up on.
Oh, there's an Elvis impersonator.
And the first person you see is an Elvis impersonator.
Mini Elvis?
Look at the one on the far right.
You got some Oompa Loompas. Yeah, one's kind of a.
It's kind of little, strippery.
Little tawdry. But yeah, I guess. And of course, Mini Kiss is like you scroll down a little
book
bit.
Book solid.
They're right there. So I guess maybe Dallas is a hub for the rental scene for little people.
I guess. But when it goes to Elvis, I mean, you do see younger people, but I think they're like the designated drivers for the old people. So there's not like a 30 car pileup immediately when they leave the establishments. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they're going to last another generation.
It'll stay in Vegas, though.
Vegas for sure. Because
there's always going to be a need for that because that's just part of the landscape.
Yeah, I wonder how long, like especially with Elvis, like how long he will be culturally relevant, if he is, because it's pop culture. Like, how long will things in pop culture stick around? Like, once everybody that has seen Elvis and even grew up, once they've passed on, will anybody care about that music anymore?
Like, was there Mozart impersonators back in the day?
Sure. I'm sure his stuff was covered.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned earlier, is there going to be a point in time where we think that there's not going to be people that regularly listen to the Beatles? Like, there's going to be Beatles impersonators, but that will become like Mozart or Elvis, where it's just not culturally relevant.
I don't know. Like, our kids, and maybe it's because of us, because we played it when they were young, they love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I think there is a generational, like, power that the Beatles have for at least
hopefully
three to five more generations past where we're at now.
But did the Elvisites back in the day say the same thing?
I don't know. I think there's a lot
of... Or were they too associated with the devil?
There's a lot of moms that, you know, I knew growing up that they would decorate like a certain room with a bunch of Elvis crap. So okay. There's like a whole cottage industry of like Elvis art or
artwork,
signs
yeah.
or...
Yeah.
Things are like the Elvis clock with the swinging hips and everything. Like there's so much crap out there that's like Elvis branded that maybe that'll last a little while longer than you're thinking, but I could see it dying out in like 50 years.
5 years once this current crop dies. Yeah. I was going to say they won't last this segment. All the Elvis people will be dead. Another thing that probably won't last another generation are encyclopedias. Those used to be such a big player back in the day.
We had some.
In the classroom, too?
Yes.
The world books, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The world books. They used to weigh like a ton.
A tongue?
A tongue.
A tongue.
A ton?
That's not that heavy. How much is a tongue weigh?
How much
does a tongue weigh?
Pretty
light.
Mine is very heavy, apparently.
An EA tongue?
Ham's yak tongue.
Oh, my God.
Add that to the montage.
Tongue.
Yeah, buckle up, boys. But you can look up anything from history, wars, herpes, anything you wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
All within an encyclopedia.
The scouting report was accurate, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. I hate when he's right.
He's a tongue.
Technology has done this away. Wikipedia is pretty much the only encyclopedia that anybody uses now. Encyclopedia Britannica. They discontinued back in 2012 to focus on online publishing, and they had been publishing for 244 years. Mm. And maybe they make a resurgence just as like a nostalgia thing that people just want to collect them just for the hell of it. Probably not the same as like a vinyl record or anything like that. But I could see a time where the only encyclopedias, physical encyclopedias that kids encounter are just when they're clearing out their dead relatives Elvis stuff and they find encyclopedias back in the corner.
Yeah, because now with Wikipedia, and Ham, I know you and I were in high school at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, it was probably, and Wikipedia was still pretty new at that point, but you had every teacher saying you can't use
you
Wikipedia.
Can't use it.
It's not accurate. And
furthermore,
there's some truth to it, but if you need just like a quick fact or just need to know what something is.
And they always have the citations at the bottom
right.
that you could go follow.
And the attitude on that is changing because the wife, who's a teacher, she teaches online, and the bane of her existence now is AI. Hmm. And she has to run everything that the kids turn in through an AI filter. And you would be stunned how much of this is just getting offloaded to ChatGPT and things like that. And now Wikipedia is thought of as like, well, it's not perfect, but it's way better than using AI. At least they have. cited sources there.
But back in the day, if you looked up in the encyclopedia, you could find out that his middle name wasn't Boatswain, mm-hmm. whereas on Wikipedia,
yeah.
it could immediately be changed in tricking right. people.
My middle name is Andrew.
Yeah, the encyclopedia wouldn't have that.
The last one I have time for, I'm shocked this hasn't gone away entirely, but I understand, is the landline. So the home, the phone for your home.
Donovan's keeping that in service.
I heard it yesterday.
Yeah.
We had one for a few years we eventually got rid of.
Recently?
Yeah, because the kids were getting old enough to maybe stay home alone for a little bit, but they didn't have cell phones yet. Mm-hmm. Like, we could run to the store or run an errand and keep them home. We wanted some way for them to contact us or authorities if need be.
And that's what I see on here is just people say this might stick around just because people don't want to give their kids cell phones yet, and they still want to be able to contact them. So the landline might survive that way, but I remember I only know like three phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is my old landline phone number. Like, I don't even know my wife's phone number. Like, if I lost her phone number, I'd be screwed.
I could see this maybe coming back at some point, but maybe incorporating it with cell phones where it's maybe it's the same
it's linked,
number.
Yeah.
It's linked to your landline, and it would obviously not just be like a hardwired phone, but more like a cell phone in your house is like a second cell phone. One that I haven't seen in a long time is the payphone. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't, maybe if you go to a library or an airport, like, I wouldn't even
What's
know
a library.
A library.
First of all.
Dude, they're going away too.
Yeah.
The one right by me on Skillman. Skillman and Southwestern closed down a few months ago.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not. It's scary.
No, we need more libraries.
We do.
More libraries, more bookstores.
Yes. I found out like a week ago that we had a landline, by the way. I had no idea that there was one in my house.
You and the wife?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or I guess it's mother-in-law's. Hmm. But the
we
only
have
people
one
that
up here, our yeah, work phone.
The only people that used to call it back when we used to use them, though, towards the end, was just telemarketers. And I felt like one of the big things for getting a cell phone, not only for it being mobile, was just there was no telemarketers that would call your phone. Well, that's changed, but they've gone away. But they're still around.
Yeah.
And so maybe they'll stick around for a generation or two more.
How many landlines did you know as a kid? Like, when you would call your friends? Because I would know pretty much all my best friend's phone number. When you wouldn't have to dial the area code, it was just...
Yeah. I knew
for
my
us,
friends,
it was 321 and then bup, 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 bup.
I knew my friends. I knew guitar centers for whatever reason.
Hmm.
Because I think we gave them our phone number, so we understood their phone number, so we could get their free magazines.
Okay.
But other than that, like, I think I know three numbers off the top of my head right now.
888-787-13.
That's one of them. Okay. And then it's my mom's, and then it's mine.
I know the Frankel's phone number. A lot of threes.
Yeah.
Everybody
just keep
down.